Well, I'll admit it. I didn't expect that one. I mean, you giving me the time of day. What's changed, huh? Finally admit that I'm hot as hell? You're such a bad liar. You know, I've been trying to date you for how long? I think it's been about 6 months. And you're still giving me the cold shoulder, and I think there's something wrong with that. I mean, sure, you can date who you want, but can you really say they're cooler than me? Better than me in any way? Come on, baby. You gotta be real. Doesn't matter who you got a crush on. When I'm in front of you, don't I make you think of me instead? Change of plans, darling. No, you're gonna grab me around my waist. Face that way, and we go this way. See, not so hard. Apologize about this, but something came up. Do you trust me? Hey, that's better than before. Character development. I like it. So, putting that aside, walk with me. That's it. This has nothing to do with my crush on you. This is because I'm not sure if I could have protected you if that fellow over there went wild. Could protect myself just fine, but Infinity isn't so great at... Well, let's just say, even the greatest Jujutsu sorcerer, me, the best of all time, has his limitations and difficulties. I'm pretty sure you understand that, right? It's not too hard to understand, but anyways, we should be clear of the range, so... About all that hitting on you, all that junk... Could have been just me in the heat of the moment, but what if I tell you there's more to it? What if I say I mean those words and don't know how else to say it? I don't know, okay? I'm just into you. I can't apologize for that. I mean, if I did, I wouldn't be me. Did you really think I'd hold back? Shame on you. You think that I would hold back when there is one hot... Let me stop there. Regardless of how attracted I am to you, I also don't want you to end up in trouble in the Jujutsu world because of me. Exorcism, curses, all of it. It's a big mess, and... If I respect you or care about you as much as I think I do, then I don't want you to get involved. Sorry, babe. Whether you have feelings for me or think I'm a nuisance, one of those Class A idiots, or maybe you think I'm a pickup artist or something, regardless, I don't really see you as anything other than, I don't know. I trust my instincts and you seem like someone worth my time. And you're easy on the eyes. So, one thing led to the other, and I just had to have you on my arm, so... Did it work? Well, saving you from that might not have saved you from anything. It's all about what that curse was after. I'll probably go back and deal with him later. That is, if somebody doesn't get to him first. Not sure who it was. Didn't look like someone I've ever seen, so, you know, can't be bothered by all of that, can I? There's so much more to life than work. As much as I take it serious and have a talent for it, it's not all that defines me. I think you'll find there's a lot of nuances to Satoru Gojo. you get it. You get me. Don't you get it? Everything I'm saying here is more or less straight from here. No brain in the way, nothing else. I'm all heart and soul, baby. Not saying that I don't have more than just my charisma. I mean, I've got my good looks. I've got my brain, too. Although it's just a tad bit muddled when I look into your eyes, so don't count on me to solve all your problems, okay? Well, even I get lost in things that mean something to me. Don't you? You cannot pin this all on me. And besides that, I have so many things to say to you. Like the way that you walk home is way too dangerous for you. Going through those back alleys, not the smartest idea. You could get rabies from a cat or something. All right, Japan doesn't have rabies, but... well, you could still get a nasty bite, right? You're not that weak, but you're not that strong either. And if somebody wanted to do you harm, you might be hard-pressed to protect yourself. I mean, there was this one time this fellow was stalking you, and I may have scared the living hell out of him. And maybe broke a bone or two. Who's counting? He was stalking, after all. Could have turned him into the police. This way, I thought, was a little more classy. That way, if he ever so much as thinks of it again, thinks of doing it again, he'll remember the sting of his bones breaking, right? You don't have to thank me. It's just my genius at work. No, nothing like that. But if I didn't look out for you, would you really have looked out for yourself? Come on. Be honest. Yeah? You're full of surprises. Thinking that I'm doing too much for you. When I said I got a thing for you, don't be too surprised. I don't dislike that side to you either. I mean, if I did, then I might be in for some disappointments. You know what they say about love? It's something that you find, or rather finds you, at the right time in the right place. When the stars cross and your heart is open for it, you might just find it. That's how I feel with you. I wasn't really blinded by the light so much, but... when I saw you, I saw that you were different. I can see people a little different than normal people. And you're semi-aware of the jujitsu world, so... don't sweat the small stuff. I never planned on giving you to those fellas anyways. You may have always been willing to follow your destiny, or whatever they want to tell you it is, but I think that's bullshit. I mean, think about it. You, me, the open world. Seeing, hearing, feeling, all sorts of things. Instead of all that stuffy business. And in your case, it means you won't have to die. These people around, they couldn't do anything even if they tried. That's the beauty of having power, honey. And that's why I'm a good ally for you and the perfect boyfriend, if I do say so myself. Because nobody can mess with you if you're mine. Absolutely nobody. Because I said so. Do you believe me? Or am I just talking a bunch of trash? And that's the question, my dear. Am I really the greatest? Or am I just a pompous fool thinking he's way better than he is? Well, the question is easily answered because I'll show you a few things. Is what I would like to say, but let's face it. I can't go showing off in front of you. It puts you in danger. More than that, if my words are true, then these tickets aren't just fraud. And we could take that boat there, across the ocean, smuggle you into some country someplace else, and they won't be any the wiser. And then, guess what? You won't lose your life. I know there's assassins and people who want to take you. And it's complicated, messed up, and completely deranged. If I'm honest, if it wasn't with me, you'd be kind of screwed. But I mean those words. That I'll protect you. I mean, come on. Do I really seem so unreliable? You're bumming me out here. I'm not gonna leave you. Just because you think it's not worth your time. My time, whatever it is. Look, if I walk away, what happens to you is going to be sad. You want a sad ending to this fairy tale or a happy one? I know you never liked the ending you were given the first time. I had to watch you as you died right in front of me. Well, not exactly right in front of me. But even if I didn't see it, I felt it. Part of that vision. I'm not going to tell you how I know what happened. And presumably, a different one of your futures in like a day or so. Instead, I'm going to tell you something a little more interesting than that. How to avoid it. You see, there's this guy, right? And he's after you. He may or may not try and end you. But I have a trick up my sleeve. And a way to keep you safe. It's called sleight of hand and possibly knowing the future. Which one is more believable? Do you think I know one or the other? A or B? Your choice matters. You have 30 seconds on the clock. Why don't you tell me? Oh, we're out of time. Just kidding. But now that I've established the stakes in this game, I'm a lot more than a pickup artist. Let me make that clear. And for what it's worth, I'm not trying to riz you up like that. I mean, maybe a little bit. And if you do happen to date me, it's a whole lot easier to stick together more, right? Plus, I was into you ever since the first cycle, so... You have to admit it. I may not be a conventional Prince Charming, but I'm something, aren't I? At very least, when you look at me, you can tell that my words are true, can't you? I know you're a good judge of character. And you can tell when people are lying, generally. So, do I look like a liar to you? Too smug? Well, that's something I never expect you to say, but at the same time kind of suits me. Being too smug with all this? I mean, it is part of my sin, if you will. And part of what led to the downfall in the first few hundred times. You know, getting stabbed a bunch of times isn't very comfortable. And aside from that, a long, long time ago, I failed someone just the same way as you. And I don't want it to happen again. I don't know how to put this, but you're not a greenhorn. You probably think you are. But the more you remember, the easier it'll be. Okay? As for me, I have messed up so many damn times that I can't even count it, so forgive me for that, okay? Instead, if you want to hold me accountable for something, why don't you hold me accountable with something that means something to you? I remember what happened 5 years ago with you. Don't ask me how I know, and I'm not stalking you or something. But with how many times we've repeated this, the same month, May, it's a bittersweet month, you know? Has a lot of good things in it. But then, in the end, it comes along to May 26th. And that's when everything gets way too complicated, way too fast, and it pisses me off to no end. Because there's so many times that I've had to watch as the life drained out of your eyes, and I want to avoid that more than anything. I don't know how to explain this to you, but I got the memories, and you don't yet. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Does it really matter? We're here in this moment, and you're not dead yet. And that alone makes me hopeful that things could change, you know? As soon as we get out of here, things could be different. Whether it's Toji hunting us, or it's someone else this time. And it's like a musical chairs of who they pick to kill you. Sorry about the morbidity of it all. I didn't want to have to approach this way, but time was of the essence, and that bad feeling I was getting was probably going to be your end. Not to worry you or anything, but if you had turned that corner there and we didn't go the way that I said, you would probably be in pieces right now. Don't sweat the small stuff. You're in one piece. You're okay. Hey, stay with me, okay? Don't freak out. Shh, it's okay. I know what I told you is hard to understand, and even harder to accept, okay? You've lived your whole life, and then you're told you're a replacement for someone. Some old bastard rotting away. That some group of people you've never knew existed need you to volunteer a sacrifice. And then they treat you like you're some royal just to expect you to lay down and die for them. And if you don't, well, then you just have to worry about the cult that thinks that you're being dead will lead to the death of the corrupt bastard that they find to be an abomination to the world of cursed arts and exorcisms and all this mess. Well, if it wasn't bad enough with those two, then there's a third faction. Your uncanny ability to attract curses. Haven't you ever wondered why you're so unlucky in life? Why you're always drawing the short end of the stick? Because they're hanging around you, messing with your luck. In fact, it's a miracle you've lasted this long, if I'm honest. And I'm proud of you. You gotta stay with me, okay? Even if you hate me. Even if my pickup attempts are completely unhinged and terrible. I mean, I wouldn't expect myself to be good at that. Didn't spend all my life training in picking up cuties like you, but I kinda wish I had. But then I wouldn't be able to protect you, would I? Then I wouldn't be able to go through with all this and make an actual difference in your life. Look at me. Look at me. Don't you look away yet, okay? I don't want to see you get hurt again. And I definitely don't want to see you breathe your last breath. So please, please, tell me you're going to listen to my words at least for a little while, okay? Think of me as a bodyguard if you don't think of me as a potential romantic partner. Oh, well, that's a new angle from you. Going along with it? Well, I can't say you've never chosen this path, but maybe that's why I always had unrequited feelings for you. Look, it's no need to hide or sugarcoat it, right? I've always had a thing for you. Maybe it's after 500 or 600 loops of this. I got obsessed with saving you. Well, I can't explain how the looping works exactly, but I can tell you that it's something that's kind of tedious and very annoying, often painful, definitely tragic, and I've cried more times than I ever would admit to anybody else. But you're that one exception. The one thing that I can't let go of in this. I've lost so many things. But not my heart, not my soul. Both of those things keep on kicking. Then, babe, I can save you. See? I didn't become the best at what I do by sitting around and wallowing. Just because one ended, I can just jump lines to a very similar reality. You know, the whole multiple timelines thing. It's real. That's all I can say. I feel a little sad that in every broken one, there's no you. In every single one I've looked for, I could never find one where you were okay. You know why? Because I picked some strong bastards to go after you. And I may be good at what I do, but if they send an army, we're screwed, right? Now, more than that, you're going to have to stay near me, within arm's reach at all times, preferably holding my hand. I've recently learned how to use infinity in a special way. If we're holding hands, well then, good luck on them trying to snipe you with something. Because you're protected by a sheet of infinity just like me. I know it's not much, but I taught myself. Through all the times I failed you, and I'm sorry that I did. Look me in the eyes. I know you have no business forgiving me, because it's not you who I let down. It's the other yous, and look, all I'm gonna ask is, could you maybe not hate me? I've tried this hard just to get you to smile, and at least I succeeded a little bit, so I'll take that as a small W for my side. Hey, don't look at me like that. Just because I teared up was just, I was so happy. Happy that my efforts had saved you. I've saved you 1,600 or so times, if I'm going to count individual acts of assassination. Today was especially crucial because it's the first time you survived this far, so I can explain the details of exactly what happened. Let's just say it wasn't anything pretty, and nothing you'd want to recall, especially with what happened yesterday or 2 weeks ago. Regardless of those, now we stand here. Isn't it wild? Kind of cool? Okay. What's important here, and what I need you to trust me on, don't look down. It's simple, right? You would be so surprised at how easy it is to mess up. Close your eyes if you need to. Lean into me. Well, it's not like you're gonna fall asleep or something. But I'm glad that you feel that safe. And sorry about that. And to get us to a bit of a nicer place otherwise, well, neither of us would be alive for much longer, and I'd have to reset this whole mess. And the you of right now would probably not be exactly the same, and, you know, I kinda wanna save you. Don't give me that. At least it's better than dying, right? You're kidding, right? It's hardly a safe place for that. I mean, you must be batshit insane. The hell? Why not give it a try? Suit yourself, then. If you think you can tame me, hell if I'd stop you. So what's your grand plan, huh? To kiss me, sit on my lap in this dilapidated place, barely enough room to stretch. I told you not to look down, and what do? You look down on me. You're such a flirt. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't like it. You know, after so many times of seeing the worst outcome I could imagine, being able to feel your lips on mine finally, after so long of dreaming of it, I could never be happier than right now. Thanks for making my life feel a little bit more wonderful, beautiful. Not so scary that I'll lose myself. Unless I can lose myself with you. Right now. Good morning. Shh. If you're gonna talk to me like that. And don't hold back. Say it out. How you feel when I touch you.
I feel, I'll tell you right now, amazing. Your hands, your warmth, your body, being this close is so intense, so incredibly enamoring. I can't think of other words because words are hard. And I, well, you can see for yourself. Or you could feel for yourself like that. Not complaining, just, it's all more than I bargained for, so. You're just full of surprises, huh? I love that side to you. Makes me want you even more. So for as bad of a flirt as I am, I'll try and make up for it as a lover. If that's how you want me, baby, then that's how you get me. I love your kisses like this. So freaking. So good. I love feeling your heat like that. Our bodies so close. Our hearts racing. Breaths far and few between, deep as the ocean, and so much more satisfying. I can't laugh you off, babe. But maybe I can make you feel enough to get something else off. God, you're beautiful. Gorgeous. Perfect. The way you fit in my arms is just the best. I don't know how else to put it. But I needed this. And I need more. Sorry to tell you this, just in case you didn't know. I may or may not be one of the neediest men in the world, so... Oops. Yes, you gotta take responsibility. That is one hell of a look you've got on your face right now. As cute as you are, full of surprises. Didn't think you'd pull a fast one on me. Oh, God. The things I feel for you. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. You've turned me on about as much as I can. A panting mess. My cock throbbing like that. I'm sure you can see it, feel it against you. There ain't nothing better, right? That hot and heavy feeling makes you excited, don't it? That's it. Don't be a stranger. Consider my body your own. Did that one make your cock drop? God. Even through clothes, I can feel you. Burning hot, sexy to no end, and so goddamn perfect. Look at you. Look at you, baby. You're full of surprises that just keep on coming. And you make me want to ravage you. Like a beast, or maybe like a man with nothing to lose, who's been through countless failures. I mean, I've always been celebrated as the best. Whatever I did, it always seemed to work out. But with you, you were the first failure. And at first, it was with pride. Then I kept trying to save you, but then I fell for you. I fell for the way that you smiled. Those eyes that look back at me like gemstones. Then I never want to look away from. Look at me, babe. You are perfect. You make me feel alive. And that is more than anyone has ever made me feel. That's why I'm gonna protect you. This is going to be the last cycle, because I'm not going to fail again. I'm never going to let you die. Okay? Not even in 100 million or 1 billion years. You're forbidden from it. Oh. Wow. Feisty, huh? Oh, didn't know that got like... Dick sucked, but don't be so selfish. Bring that cock here. I want a taste. You can't have all the fun choking on that dick. You're good at this. Oh, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Fuck. That's embarrassing. When I came from, I've never felt that good before because it's you. You're still at it. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you milked it all out of me, and I'm still raring to go. No fair. I didn't even get to make you come yet. That didn't work. Come on. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, baby. Don't even start with me with that look. Fuck. Oh, God. I need to feel you. Yeah. Think you can mount this man like that? You're pretty brave, huh? Think your ass can handle it? I don't know, I'm not convinced yet. Go ahead then. Like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Now that's one hell of a feeling. Never thought I would lose flat out the gates, but... With that tightness, that warmth, that feeling, your insides, the texture, everything. You're gonna ring me out for sure, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. And to think you'd take me all the way down my shaft and balls deep without even flinching, you're something else. I knew I fell in love with someone worthy of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. fuck. Oh, God. I think I underestimated you. You're pretty tough. You're pretty good at this. Oh, you feel so good. Fuck. Oh, that tempo. Don't step on me like that. Your ass is just too good. Please, come on, please. Please, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to, right? Yeah, yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, you feel me too? Yeah? Do I make you feel good? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Coming so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't expect that. Oh. No regrets, though. You hate that? Yeah? Yeah? Fuck. I can hardly think. Then I have to think at least 15 steps ahead. But right now, I'll say I lost fair and square. How about that? You were too much for me. Too amazing that I couldn't... I couldn't handle it, so I... I needed to keep at it. Just like that. I needed this so fucking bad. Yeah, you had me right where you wanted me. Well, it's a good thing then it was right where I wanted to be, too. That's it. This is the start of something great. In the earliest and most intimate we've ever been. That's saying something, considering this is the last day. The furthest I've ever helped you survive. And I intend to break that record by at least 80 to 100 years. So, let's see how far we could get. Better that way, right? More kisses for you, too. I need more of you. Way more. You're the reason I tried so hard. And trust me, not just my pride is why I do this. I really did fall for you. I promise, cross my heart and hope to die. Oh, don't tell me that. If I shouldn't say those things, then you shouldn't die. As long as you've got me right next to you, I don't think anybody's gonna go getting killed, right? As if I'd let you check out first. If you go, I go. Which means none of us, neither you nor I, are allowed to die. Got that?
As long as you understand, baby, then welcome to your new life. I'll be sure to take care of it, cherish it, and give lots of spoiling to you. How about that?